Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Yeah, I know. The folks advocating grade in the article may have bad motives. That's possible. But let's assume the affirmative for a second. Are there situations where folks want something from us that we know won't help? And how do you say no to that without looking unreasonable? Here are my two fave strategies that cushion the blow and still get the job done. First up, focus on the downside. This is what I call the good idea gone bad conversation. It goes something like this. That's interesting. Could you please tell me why you want this? Really? Well, now insert key question or trend that changes the game here. Here's why that might not work out for you. How about this instead? Now, the focus here is on the objective, not the request. Once you understand the underlying need, you can propose other options. So it's not a full-out no, it's just a different kind of yes. Now, here's another one. Make it their idea to bail. This is what I call the what you're signing up for conversation. It goes like this. You want what? Well, okay, here's what that adventure looks like. Here's what it's going to take from you to get there. Are you willing to sign up for that? No? Well, okay then, here's an idea that might work better. The article I mentioned did a little bit of that when a source noted that they need a group to not eat meat for a decade. Great example. So let's face it. No one likes to be told no, especially strong personalities, such as yours truly. That said, sometimes we all need to be saved from ourselves. We don't understand the ramification or impact of our request. What I like about these two approaches is that they respect the objective while questioning the approach or process. We need to respect what the other person needs and simply suggest another way to get there. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.